Gone from center in the square is the History Museum, the Art Museum, which long wanted its own space at what became the Taubman, the Harrison Museum, now at Melrose Plaza, and the Science Museum of Western Virginia, which will not have its lease renewed at the end of this year. Center tenants that lease space don't pay rent. Roanoke City provides around $200,000 a year towards that. But Center in the Square Executive Director Tara Marciniak says it takes $3.4 million a year to run the longtime downtown Roanoke cultural hub.
I, of course, wish well for the Science Museum of Western Virginia. There's a reason we've been supporting them for the past 42 years and giving them free 40,000 square feet of rent-free space. We do find value in what they're doing. We have had many conversations with their leadership over the last year and a half or so. We've just determined that our visions for the future and the types of exhibits and experiences that we want to offer the community are indeed significantly different.
Center in the Square owns the Pinball Museum, the arcade now expanding in the old Harrison Museum space, and Kids Square. And their attendance is much higher, says Marciniak, who succeeded Jim Sears several years ago.
Discovery centers are tremendous. We've been to Illusions Museums before, so we want to take the input from our community and some of the research that we've been doing and reimagine those fourth and fifth floors. If you go into Kids Square, you'll be immersed in a little town environment. Pinball is expanding right at this very moment.
Marciniak says they're looking for good fits with the interactive attractions already in place. Science Museum Executive Director Mary Roberts-Bacco tells us there are lots of moving pieces right now, and it's a delicate situation. We're being thoughtful and intentional about the future. Gene Marano, WFIR News.